Well, it's the weekend. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. If you've got a plumbing problem or had a plumbing problem and created a little mess and a flood, Roto-Rooter can take care of both problems. Check it out. It's rotorooter.com. All right, taking your calls. Phone lines are open. It's 800-823-8255. Again, 800-823-8255. Grab a line and we'll talk a little home improvement. At the bottom of the hour, Bill Stengel will be my guest. He is with Summit Responsible Solutions. And they are the makers of a product that take care of mosquitoes. And, yeah, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes carry a lot of different disease, too. And you know, I get them. They're uncomfortable and all that. But you just don't really want them around your patio or around your area where you entertain. Now that we can, that's good. We'll discuss getting rid of your mosquitoes. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, again, grab a line. It's 800-823-8255. Talking home improvement. And Kate, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
I have flagstone stepping stones, or wait a minute, Tennessee flagstones.
Okay.
And they, over the last 10 years, they just turned black. They've gone from, like, sunset color, just beautiful, and then they just turned black. And then I scrubbed them down with a wire brush, and then I sealed them. And then one of the stones, or like some of them, are just kind of turning back to losing that beautiful color. So I'm just wondering how to retain that color.
Well, the first thing is, do you know what's causing them to turn black? Is it like a mildew on there, or a fungus, or an algae, or something like that? Because it might just be cleaning, and it might, you know, that overuse of that steel brush may make them porous and actually exacerbate the problem.
Well, I've never cleaned them before. Like, we never sealed them at first. Like, I didn't know what I was doing when we first put them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was just, like, the sun. They were out front facing, you know, south, so they were never in the shade. And I, you know, there's some algae on it. I don't know. They just turned black. And I know... Okay. That the wire brush seemed a little excessive, but I was so desperate to get back to the original color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think I would certainly clean them. Don't know if I would use the wire brush. A couple of products. One would be an oxygenated masonry cleaner, which is an oxygenated bleach, which is a powder. It's mixed with water. You put it on, let it sit about 10 minutes and scrub.
Okay.
And then rinse. Another product, and you probably heard me talk about this, is a product called Wet and Forget.
Mm-hmm.
Wet and Forget will kill algae, fungus, mold, mildew, lichen, and you spray it on, and you forget about it. You don't do anything. It'll take about 6 weeks, and it'll just disappear. It'll be a complete kill, which means there'll be some protectant. It'll take a couple years for that to even remotely come back. So you could use either one of those products. You know, if you want to get it done rapidly and get a sealer on there, sealers certainly minimize the water absorption of the stone. Some stones are very dense, and it's not going to do you much good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that particular stone. I guess the real trick is if you took some water, like a glass of water, and you put a couple splashes on that stone, if that water soaks into that stone, then a sealer would also protect that stone.
Yeah, okay.
And then you could decide whether you want a shiny finish to it or a matte finish or no finish at all.
So you're saying if I just spray Wet and Forget on this stone, it will literally go away and I don't have to do any scrubbing?
That's correct, as long as it is a mold, a mildew, a fungus, an algae, or lichen.
Okay.
Which
well, that
it probably is, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just spray it on. It's you know, believe me, the first time I heard about this product, I'm like, right.
Right.
Yeah, let me try it. And it did. In fact, on mine, I used it on a brick windowsill. And they tell you, wait 6 weeks. And mine was gone in 3 days.
Wow.
And another friend, I had recommended it for a wood fence, and she calls me up and she goes, it's been 4.5 weeks. There's nothing. Nothing has changed.
Oh my God.
She calls me up a week later and said, it's all gone. She goes, this stuff's crazy.
Have you ever used it on Rhino Shield? Ever? We had our house painted with Rhino Shield, and it's just impossible to clean.
Again, if it's milled, it could be sprayed on Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is a heavy duty coating protectant, so that would be not a problem.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll try that.
And they got it where you can mix it in a, you know, gallon, 3 gallon sprayer, or they actually have it where you can connect a garden hose to it.
Okay, great. So. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm excited. I'm not going to do any more backbreaking work then.
I hear you.
Thank you.
Very good, Kate. Thanks. Take
okay,
care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 13 minutes after the top of the air. Let's get to Debbie. Debbie, welcome. Hey, Debbie.
Yes, hello.
Yes, how can I help?
A couple questions. I had a little crack come in, a fiberglass tub, I guess what it is. I had an actual plumber come in, do a little repair thing on it. Within a year, it broke loose again.
Right.
I've been unable to get anybody there to replace the tub, so I'm going to try to do it myself. And do you have any recommendations there?
Well, not really. I mean, have you found the tub that's going to fit in the spot and all that? And what are the walls? Are they ceramic? Or
this is a mobile home, but we actually had it remodeled and put a tub from Lowe's in it. So I know that it can handle a regular sized tub.
Okay. But what are the walls? Because those are usually, you know, anchored on the inside of that wall to a little ledge.
Well, what happened when we were, when we remodeled it, bought this trailer, somebody had converted the tub spot into a closet. So we totally went from scratch and redid it and put this tub in.
Okay.
So.
No, I mean, you're going to cut it up and take it out. I guess the other suggestion I have might be to get a, there's a product that just fits over the existing tub where you don't have to take it out. It's kind of like a liner added on top of the tub. That might be an option for you.
Checked with companies like that, and they're so pricey. I was wanting to see if you could give me some kind of repair, like a little patch or something that maybe I could try again.
Well, if you go back to Lowe's where you got the tub, they have a fiberglass tub repair kit, which requires a little, you know, I mean, it's going to look patched. It's not going to look perfect, but it's kind of like with fiberglass and Bondo, and you drill a little hole, like if it's a crack, drill a little hole at the beginning and the end of that crack so we stop it, and then apply the patch with a little fiberglass matting over it, and then the patch on top of that. So,
okay.
I mean, that's worth a try, sure.
Yeah, I'll try that first before I do anything else. Other question I have is I have been bombarded with ants. And I have used spray, boric acid. I have used those little taro ant traps and all that stuff. Do you have any suggestions other than get Terminix to come and do a pest control?
Well, sometimes that's an option. I mean, I have controlled them myself before, and I have not been able to control them. This year's been hard.
Okay.
And the reason they've been hard is they have ants can actually change their diets depending on warm or cold, wet or dry, and some of those products don't have, in other words, they're protein-based or they're carbohydrate-based, And if they change their diet, they're just not going to, you know, take that product back to the queen. The colony's outside, and the queen has to die to get the ants under control. So the first thing I do is find out where they're coming in from the house. And you can, if you got a lot of ants, they'll have a trail. You'll be able to see exactly where they're coming into your house. And my guess is it's either wood or brick or mortar or something along those lines. And make that patch and keep them as outside as you can. And then I would get the rescue ant trap, which is a mixed diet product that they'll bring back to the queen.
Now,
or
what,
they'll
what
pass
it. What was the product?
The brand name is Rescue. And it's a little ant trap. It doesn't have a piece of cardboard. It's a little round disc that the ants actually go feed on. So that's the product I would get. If you start seeing more ants than you had before, that's a good sign. And after about 2 days, the population will diminish greatly. And from there, you should be home free. All right, little break, and then back to you. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws the Just Add Water System, my favorite refillable household cleaner and the best glass cleaner you'll find, has a new multi-purpose cleaner with fabulous lavender fragrance. Just in time for spring cleaning, you'll love Jaws' new multi-purpose cleaner for your everyday cleaning needs. Great fragrance, and it works great. Also, check out Jaws' Ultimate Cleaning Kit with 6 cleaners, including the Jaws Glass and Disinfectant Cleaners, for only $44.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com. Carpenter bees cause costly structural damage to wood siding, decks, doors, eaves, and railings. And my solution, Trapstick from Rescue. It catches carpenter bees all season long. Trapstick uses no pesticides. Carpenter bees are enticed by the colors and the pattern, and they get stuck on the adhesive. Save your wood structures from damage from carpenter bees with Trapstick from Rescue. Made in the USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Flying Yellow Jacket traps. Learn more at carpenterbeecontrol.com. That's carpenterbeecontrol.com. Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can completely transform the look of your home. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. See how a new garage door would look on your home with Clopay's Door Imagination System by visiting clopaydoor.com. Simply upload a picture of your home and try on a new Clopay garage door. I've been telling you for years how much I love my Easy Breathe ventilation system, and here's a recent testimonial from one of my listeners.
The Easy Breathe system has totally cleansed the musty smell from our house. Our air feels cleaner, drier, and fresher. This was the best direction to cure our problem while isolated in our home during COVID-19. I very much appreciate the continuous air exchanges during this pandemic. Hats off to Easy Breathe with a 10-year warranty.
Keep the air in your home healthy. Easy Breathe, 866-822-7328, easybreathe.com.
All right, back at it we go. 800-823-825. That's the phone number. That'll get you through. Happy to talk about your project. And Pat, welcome.
So much for taking my call. I have a strange question, but I thought perhaps maybe either you or some of your listeners may have had such an experience. But at night, when I'm in bed, I'm awakened by occasional beeps and tweets that wake me up, and I eventually disconnected my fire alarms. And I have had several nights of these problems anyway. Now I'm beginning to think that could it possibly be the furnace itself and that I am hearing it perhaps coming up through the vent where the heat comes up? I had the fire department here some time ago, and they checked out the house and couldn't find anything with the carbon monoxide. Yeah. But
it only does it at night?
It only happens at night. During the day, it's peaceful around here.
Yeah.
And only
well,
at night.
You know, I'm not going to be able to tell you. I don't think it's the furnace, but I'm telling you, there is a million things in our houses that beep and have those noises anymore. I mean, I'm just thinking of a couple things when you're talking. We all think about the fire alarm. We all think about the carbon monoxide. I'd make sure you get those turned back on. When they beep, they're extremely loud and they're very annoying. But there's a lot of other beeps that are loud enough you can hear. They're not shrill and they are annoying. I mean, I have a microwave that beeps if I don't open it up after.
Well, I unplug that at night.
Yeah, I have a dishwasher that beeps when the load's done. I have old watches that have a battery in them that beep when that battery in the old watch is failing. I mean, there's quite a few things. Yeah, maybe somebody will have some ideas and they can call, Pat. But, you know, the only thing I can tell you is when you hear it beeping, and you probably have done this, is you got to just get out of bed and you just try and locate that the best you can. But I'll tell you what, one thing I would check is I would look in some drawers and try and find an old watch, because those batteries last for a long, long, long time. And, you know, it might be an alarm that's on, or it might be a battery that's failing. I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you where it is. But those are some of the things that could certainly be causing the issue. So that's what I would check, Pat. Hopefully that helps a little bit for you. Jerry, welcome.
Yeah, I got a question about a bird bath my wife has out back there. Uh-huh. It's a poured concrete, and mm-hmm. what it is, it's like peeling off in layers. What can we do? I heard you talk about different stuff to repair it.
Yeah, to repair it, you want to get as much of the loose off as you can,
okay.
And then you want to get a product called Vinyl Concrete Patcher. It's
okay.
made by Quikrete. It is a powder that's mixed with water. You let it sit for about 3 minutes, and then you can apply it with a large putty knife or something along those lines, depending on the size and the shape of the bowl and everything. But Vinyl Concrete Patcher is the product that'll fix that.
Okay, what about sealing that?
Well, you can get a sealer. We talk about Dry Lock. That's a paint sealer. You could get a clear elastomeric sealer called Leak Stopper that can be brushed on or troweled on. It's a clear rubberized sealer, actually. Either one of those would protect it, but my guess is some water freeze-thaw cycles have caused the problem. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about mosquitoes, keeping them out of your yard. That's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If you don't have a list of things to do around the house, Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey,
Hey, the best way to avoid a basement flood is to have a new reliable sump pump in place before the spring rains arrive. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. My friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup are sump pump experts. If your sump pump runs often and is more than 6 years old, it's on borrowed time. Roto-Rooter can also install battery backup or water-powered backup sump pump that'll protect your basement even if the power goes out. Call 800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. Spring and summer rains can mean big problems if your gutters aren't flowing, and Gutter Brush is a simple, effective gutter guard I've used and recommended for years. It's so easy to install, anybody can do it. No tools, cutting, no fasteners needed. Just slide 3-foot sections into your gutters and leave them there year-round. Check it out at gutterbrush.com. Keep your gutters flowing the easy way. Gutter Brush is guaranteed and made in the USA, so say goodbye to clogged gutters and gutter cleaning. Visit gutterbrush.com. Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last the season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com, also at Do It Best stores. Do you own a hot tub, jetted bath, wash machine, or dishwasher? If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at awesome.com.
All right, 33 minutes after the top of the hour at home with Gary Sullivan. Time for our project of the week. And joining me now is Bill Stengel. He is with Summit Responsible Solutions, and we're going to talk about mosquitoes. Bill, welcome.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I am fine. And about mosquito season, and mosquito season in a lot of parts of the country already, that's for sure. And man, I'll tell you what. How far does a mosquito fly? I mean, are they just concentrated on our property, or can they travel pretty good distances?
Well, you know, most mosquitoes that we're familiar with are not going to be traveling great distances, but they're, you know, certainly can be coming in from the neighbor's property. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple hundred yards is pretty much what most mosquitoes are going to be flying.
Okay, so very close to your house then, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So I see all these things about, in fact, I just had a call the other day. I was driving somewhere, and a lawn service was calling me. They wanted to spray for mosquitoes. And when they were talking, they weren't talking about how long they last. It didn't seem like that lasted very long. But there is a way to prevent them rather than spraying them before a party, right? We can knock down their breeding areas around our home.
Well, yeah, what you want to do is try to make sure that you're in a situation where mosquitoes are not breeding on your property and tell your neighbors too to do certain things to make sure mosquitoes aren't breeding in their property. Mm-hmm. Mosquitoes need standing water. And they really don't need much. I mean, it could be just a little tin can, bottle cap, toys left in the yard, buckets, wheelbarrows. I mean, there are plenty of areas that can collect water that'll stand for a week or so. And to mosquitoes, that's like welcome to the Hilton. Let's make our home here.
Yeah, upside-down trash can lids. I'm thinking of a couple. I think bird baths. How about gutters?
Well, I know you're a big proponent of making sure you keep those gutters clean, not necessarily for mosquitoes, but for your foundation. But but also for mosquitoes, because if you have a clogged gutter, that water up there, it's out of sight to you, but it's sure not out of sight to mosquitoes.
Yeah, you got a really good product that kind of takes care of them, and it's fairly harmless. Tell me about the mosquito dunks.
So a mosquito dunk is composed of it's a sustained release product that the active ingredient is a bacteria that is lethal to mosquito larvae and harmless to everything else. So it really is a unique product in that it targets the mosquito larvae. Mosquito larvae occur in standing water, so you place a mosquito dunk in standing water, and female mosquito lays her eggs in there. They hatch into larvae. The larvae are filter feeders, and they're sucking everything they can into their body to grow up to become a big mosquito. Mm-hmm. But when they're sucking in the bacteria that's in the water from the mosquito dunk, it's lethal to them.
Wow. So how big is a mosquito dunk, and is there something smaller for, like, saucers of a potted plant? That was another thing I was thinking of that always seems to contain water this time of year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So a mosquito dunk is just a small, smaller than a hockey puck, and it can be broken into smaller pieces. So okay. A mosquito dunk will cover 100 square feet, so a bird bath, for instance, certainly comes nowhere near 100 square feet, but you can break it down into quarters or so and just throw a chunk in, and it works just fine. For even smaller areas, we have a similar product called Mosquito Bits. Mosquito Bits is a granular product, same active ingredient. The only big difference is it doesn't last as long.
Okay.
A mosquito dunk will keep working for 30 days or more. Mosquito Bits, you'd have to reapply every week or so, but a little, quarter of a teaspoon in a plant saucer, will last a week. Or because it's a granular product in those hard to cover areas, let's say you get a low-lying swampy area in your backyard that just doesn't drain water properly.
Right, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, get out there and sprinkle some Mosquito Bits. They go a long way. You can get a 30-ounce container. It'll cover about 8,000 square feet. So,
oh, my.
So, wow. Yeah, you sprinkle them out there under your deck. If water accumulates under there, it's a great place to apply. And,
so
again, does the same thing as the mosquito dung.
Yeah, so we are really just, again, it's all about being proactive in some of the most difficult things to convince homeowners to do is maintenance. And this is kind of maintenance. I mean, why would you pay somebody all this money to walk around and spray your whole yard when you can control it and pretty much eliminate it yourself with some mosquito dunks?
Well, the thing about spraying, Gary, it's good. It'll kill the adult mosquitoes.
Right.
But it'll also kill the bees and the caterpillars and anything
True.
Else. Those sprays don't discriminate.
Right. Right. How long does it take a mosquito larvae to become a mosquito? Is this like a day thing or a week-long thing? Or I have no idea.
It really depends on how warm it is. The warmer it is, the faster it occurs.
Okay.
So it could be 2 or 3 days. Or if it's a little cooler, it might be 5 or 7 days. So, but the warmer it is, the faster they come.
Mm-hmm. You got any other places we should really take a look? I know even ticks are, problems, and you look in bushes and things like that. Is there any other places that we need to look for the mosquitoes outside of just a little bit of standing water, I guess, wherever that is?
Well, that's it, and you really have to do a critical walk around your yard and look at the property and think of any place where standing water can be. One of my favorite areas is a lot of people put these corrugated pipes on their gutters and run it out to the sidewalk or to the driveway so it drains out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, those little corrugations out at the end of the gutter, I mean, they are just perfect breeding grounds for mosquitoes.
Yeah, I hear you, and I got that too.
Yeah.
I got that too.
A lot of places have drains out in the road. The grates out in the road, the storm drains, and they collect water. Perfect place for mosquitoes to breed.
Sure. The website is summitresponsiblesolutions.com. You can find the mosquito dunks and bits pretty much any hardware store or garden center. I mentioned ticks. They carry disease too. When do we start looking? Where do we look? And what do you got for ticks?
Well, for ticks, we have a spray. And unfortunately, with ticks, there is no real organic solution that's going to control ticks. They are devilishly difficult to control. The main things with ticks is, as a homeowner, and again, it gets back into that maintenance issue, you want to keep your yard mowed low. Ticks like to be in shady, humid, moist areas. They don't like spread out lawns that are cut low and maintained well because they can't survive.
Okay.
Make sure you keep your grass mowed. Make sure you any areas that are close to woods, you want to lay down a layer of mulch or gravel, an area to around your yard so the ticks can't encroach into your yard. Think about where you put your swing sets and play toys for kids. You don't want them near the wooded areas. You want them more out in the yard, because the closer you get to the wooded areas, the closer you're going to get ticks.
Sure. Well, we're talking about two pests that really do carry disease, the mosquito and the tick. So, again, your products are pretty much everywhere, aren't they, in hardware and big box stores and garden centers?
Yes. Yes, they are.
All right. You can probably pick it up on Amazon, too.
Yes, you can.
All right, Bill. Thank you much for the conversation. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Gary. Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. All right. 43 minutes after the top of the hour, and you can join us at 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home? Well, you need Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply Wet and Forget to your roof, siding, deck, fence, walkways, patio furniture, or any exterior surface, and you're done. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and rain to clean moss, mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. If you want to easily clean the exterior of your home, just wet it and forget it. Available in Extreme Reach Hose End, pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, or Ace Hardware. Hey, this is Gary Sullivan. You may not realize it, but you can actually transform surfaces around your home with real stone. And the best part, it's as easy as painting. With Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, and garage floor. You might even renew your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And do it yourself. Get Deich Coating products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com. Could the air in your house be the reason your allergies act up? You can't see or smell anything, but you have a runny nose, sniffles, and even body aches. They're all better once you go outside. Maybe it's the air in your home.
Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. My listeners tell me after using AQM throughout their homes, it does something magical. Breathing cleaner air is the difference. AQM oxidizes, cleans particles out of the air to let you breathe better, faster. Clean your air at odorexit.com and breathe the difference. Odorexit.com.
All right, talking a little home improvement on your weekend. If you'd like to join us, there's a line open for you. It's 800-823-8255. Talking to somebody this week, we got a conversation about critters. And these were raccoons that were getting in somebody's attic. Sure enough, exactly what we say all the time, right above the gutter, right through the fascia board, two holes. And here's the lesson. First of all, getting rid of them is sometimes the easier part. You need to realize that getting rid of them is one issue. The next issue is cleaning up the mess. The next issue after that is making a repair. Now, a lot of us don't know much about critters and how to get rid of them. You know, we know there's traps. Do you know how a raccoon lives, what they like? And, you know, there's an expertise about getting rid of an animal. And this person was able to observe them coming and going, and they were gone, and they patched the hole real quick. They're just going to, done. They're out of there. I'm going to patch the hole. They didn't clean anything up. They don't even know if there's anything to clean up. Well, the problem is they came back and they chewed another hole through that soffit. So when I say that rotted wood or dry rot wood is makes your home very vulnerable to creatures, squirrels and raccoons and things like that, I'm not kidding. But what they ended up finding, they ended up getting a critter control person, and they got in the attic and it was a mess. They had been there for a long time. Sometimes they'll just have their babies and be gone, but they're still a mess. So upkeep, important. If you have the problem, getting to the source, not just waiting for them to leave and patch it up and think they're not going to come back. They patched up the second spot after they were sure that the mess was cleaned up and the critters were gone. Bill, welcome.
Hey, Joe. First thing, I want to thank you. That Wet and Forget worked wonderful. The whole end of my house looked like a green shag carpet. All I did was sprayed it. And
there you go.
Stuff just started falling off and everything.
It's amazing. It is amazing stuff.
Well, the problem was, and you recommended me to put a French drain in to get all the moisture. I live between Louisville and Cincinnati, and this orange clay just doesn't, it holds
doesn't drain.
Water terrible.
Right,
but
right.
What I called you about was I poured a 30-by-80 concrete pad. I'm getting ready to have a metal building put on it. And I want something to, you know, protect the concrete from absorbing oil.
Okay. I'd have to, you know, I always talk about the masonry defender, and I know, some of them are resistant to oil and gas and some are not. Did you want a sheen on it?
What do you mean a sheen? A shine to it?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want a glossy, just satin, or you don't even want to know
really
it's
not
there?
Not that worried about that. What it is it's going to be mainly, parking our cars. I drive old vehicles. I give the wife new vehicles. Then I get her vehicle, and I run her vehicle till there is no more running.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm more worried. It's not going to be – I stopped at one store, and I just didn't like their comments.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to drive off the interstate and park on it right away. So I'm not going to have, you know, hot tires
right,
going
right.
straight on to it.
Right.
Well, there's a carport. Yeah. There's a carport in front of it, so we're gonna pull in. We're gonna park on the carport. We're gonna go in, unload the car or whatever we got.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably fit into the carport, and it's mainly the garage parts. Go house a boat. It's gonna house a camper, And then the two spaces in front of those will be where we park at.
Yeah. So here's the issue, and a lot of people don't realize this. Some masonry sealers are oil and gas resistant, and some are not oil and gas resistant. So I can give you a couple to check. I just don't know. I'd have to read the directions to see if they're oil and gas resistant. The Masonry Defender is the one that has project-specific products. And it has a little story of what, you know, the directions are there. I would go there, and again, it'll say whether it's a penetrating sealant. It should tell you if it's oil and gas resistant, and make that choice. Same with going to the store. You just gotta read the labels. I just don't have one that I can say, oh, this one, this brand will definitely be oil and gas resistant, because some of the ones, even in that Masonry Defender line, there's some that are and some that are not. And so, in fact, I hate to even mention this because I'm not sure it's true. But I think their garage floor gloss one is not oil and gas resistant, which surprised me. So that's the only advice I have, really, is just get in there. You're looking for a breathable oil and gas resistant, and it'll tell you on the label. It'll be under limitations.
How long? I poured this back. I had this poured back on April 22nd. How long should I wait before I apply? So right now, there's nothing on there. June 25th, approximately, they're supposed to actually, June 25th, they're supposed to come put my building up.
Okay.
So
28 days. 28 days.
That way I don't paint the walls while I'm painting the floor.
Yeah, 28 days. So probably by Memorial Day, you'd be good to go.
All righty. Thank you,
okay.
Joe.
Very good. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Yeah, so, that's a good thing to recall. It is amazing, isn't it? I mean, I always thought most sealers were gas and oil resistant, and they're not. And something tells me the driveway sidewalk sealer is. That is a penetrating sealant. It's certainly capable of resisting staining and, you know, moisture penetration. But I believe that one is gas and oil resistant, but the garage floor gloss is not. The other non-slip sealer I talk about, the TrackSafe by Deich Coatings, I don't know whether that is gas and oil resistant. So we've got to get into reading the labels. And so many times, you know, I mean, I've been doing this my whole life, home improvement, and we just assume things. And without reading the label, and you go to the expense of buying a particular product, you didn't read the labels, and you apply it, and you find out it isn't gas and oil resistant, you wasted a lot of time and you wasted a lot of money. So that's why I'm always preaching. Make sure you read the labels, know exactly what it's capable of doing. All right, found a great deck sealer. You've heard me talk about Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a premium deck stain that's going to last longer than the others. It allows you to clean, brighten, and seal your deck in one day. And that's the key. Cleaning it and brightening it will help the sealer even last longer. The Extreme Wood Stain protects wood from the effects of the sun. They use nanotechnology. And another thing you may not realize is they have a solid color stain and also a semi-transparent. Check it out more for yourself. It's defywoodstain.com. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.